Do not return. There is nothing here for you. Sand drags heavy from Trablos to Sur, pouring glass or time into stitched bags like pillows piled up for better viewing, less sound twisting. My neck hurts when I kiss you for too long in the front seat, waiting for a wave through a checkpoint for the sun to descend. I empty the sand, piles into the neighbor's balcony, an aging plant, cigarette butts, and a bucket resined with soapy water submerged. I hang the thick canvas with a wooden clip, little girl's barrettes. They dry stiff. Behind the billboard, nine squares of thin wood set shadows smooth, leaving out the chipped walls whose fabric bore thread long ago. A hand presses steam flat against an iron shirt. She doesn't notice the water marks on her palm. No gloves. And dishes keep piling against the bleached sink, dusted with broken glass. Even in daytime, the merchant's long metal grates are cranked down, aluminum wrapping the leftovers, and the building facades itself into slogans. Our frames carved out by the ignited sky, caving in windows and doorways, erasing the long slanted lines of rooftops. Her foot arches when she steps on bits of stories. Her boots are too thick to know, too new, and the blue shutters flap flat against the house, the deadening sound of clapping. Across, she leans her length against the cold metal. Elbows tense, she is speaking to. That is not the point. We descend, dark staircase to a club, built like a coffin, lined in red velvet, dancing pop, hip-hop, in a bunker, memento, keychain, a rabbit's foot, sweaty inside the pocket of my jeans. On the veranda's symmetrical curls loosen themselves out to dry, and I climb the holes that mimic mountainous grooves with small breaths. I squint at the bright gray, looking for you to lasso a rope around my waist, pull me up. But the rooftop is eaten away like a slice of semolina cake, still dripping with honey. My mouth opens unintentionally, dark in the window pane, what could have been an Egyptian armoire, a low table carved in Damascus, lovers fighting figuratively. Wires and nests grow underneath the seven layers of a wedding cake, a sunken city, a building shaded by the twist of an oak tree. The economy is bad, she says. Don't return. There's nothing here for you. Columns made from shaved walls stand grinning between floors. Apartments once separating aunts from in-laws have joined in the underwater archaeology of tangled seaweed, the algae green of what was. I will always believe penicillin heals from the inside out.